The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. We out here again for another Pick Six Podcast show presented by Expedia, made to travel. Will Brinson, John Breach, and Ryan Wilson. A little bit different scene behind us today, gentlemen. A lot of people having fun doing the Super Bowl experience thing. Fun fact, I was thrown out of the Super Bowl experience this morning.
That is the least surprising thing I have heard this week.
I agree. We're going to do some props today. How we feeling?
I feel pretty good.
I feel great.
I took a nap, so I'm ready to go.
Why'd you need a nap?
Because we're on mountain time. My body doesn't understand it.
Let's dive right in with some prop bets. How about it?
Let's do it.
I'm in. Okay.
Who wants to go first? Breach? Wait, why'd you guys switch seats?
That's how Miranda wanted it. We do what Miranda asked us to do.
Well, we were trying to confuse Brinson, and it has worked. You look at his face right now.
This violates your restraining order against me. Breach, give us a prop. We're going to start with yardage props, by the way. Yardage props for, of course, Super Bowl 57. We are in Phoenix, obviously. You can see behind us the Super Bowl experience. I see a Spike the Spud football potato guy, a Brian Urlacher jersey, all kinds of stuff. Who you got? First yardage prop, Breach.
All right, here's my first yardage prop. Will Jalen Hurts throw a pass longer than 37 and a half yards? I say yes. And the reason I love this one is because, A, he has Devontae Smith, he has A.J. Brown, and you have these two guys going up against a young Chiefs secondary. It only takes one long pass for this to happen, and I think it's going to happen.
I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback.
Yeah, heard of him.
Over 294 and a half passing yards.
Wow.
So over. So
that's not, I'm not wowing. By the way, I'm not wowing that pick. I'm wowing the number. Yeah. That number has climbed up. It was like 281, I think, when it opened. It's going up to 294. People are hammering the over on this Mahomes yardage prop. And I like it, though, because there's multiple ways you can get there.
Yeah, 11 times this season he's thrown for over 294 and a half. He averaged 308.8. If you round up, the 309 breach on the season. And, of course, he has this thing that we call an ankle injury. He's 2 weeks removed from playing on it when he suffered it against the Bengals there. And I think, was it the Bengals who suffered the ankle injury?
No, he re-aggravated it against the Bengals.
The week before he suffered it.
Yeah.
And so he's 3 weeks removed from it. And, of course, he'll be healthier, but I think he's going to be more inclined to be pass happy. And if they get down because of the Eagles going out on top, more reason to throw the ball there. So I'm going over 2.94.5.
Well, you're a friend of the podcast, Brady Quinn, has pointed out that he pointed out yesterday, Ryan, up here with us, that the Chiefs view the short passing game as sort of an extension of the running game. And so you can end up with getting a bunch of these overs with Mahomes, particularly the passing yardage, because they're probably not going to run a ton. Like in a perfect world, they run with Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon, and they're able to get downhill and pound the football. It's not a perfect world, and the Eagles' defense is very good and will probably force Mahomes to throw the ball a lot. I expect the ball to get out quickly, and you got guys who can pick up yards after the catch. I'm going to take it over as well, but I'm going to go to the Eagles.
Ooh.
When I start with this one, and I'm going to take, actually, you know what, I'll go with the Chiefs because it kind of matches up with Ryan Wilson's. Juju Smith-Schuster over receiving yards, 36.5. Juju has disparaged the city of Philadelphia. He has disparaged the good name of cheesesteaks everywhere, but he is a perfect short yardage usage guy. We talk about getting the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands quickly, getting it out early, avoiding contact from those rushers with that ankle. Juju Smith-Schuster underneath in the slot. Quick hitters. I like the over there. By the way, since I gave it out on the Pick Six podcast audio episode, the pick show with Pete and RJ, it's gotten juiced up. So go ahead and get it in now.
The old Brinson bump hit there again.
What do you think about that, Breach?
I like it. I think that the Mahomes one I like because, like you said, it works either way. If the Chiefs are getting blown out and you have to throw a lot, you hit it. But if the Chiefs are leading, it's probably because Mahomes is having a big game. And if he's having a big game, then like Britson just said, that ties directly into the Juju's prop. And boom, they both hit.
All right, give me another one.
All right, are we sticking with the yards? I'm going to stick with Patrick Mahomes here. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes goes over 18.5 rushing yards. He did that 10 times this season. And look, I know what you're thinking. He's got a bum ankle. How's he going to do that? Well, I think that's going to work to his advantage because the Eagles' defense isn't going to be so worried about him taking off and running. And I think it's only going to take 4 or 5 scrambles for him to hit 19 yards. And I think we'll see him do that. He loves to take off. He does it, and it's going to happen.
What's the yardage number again?
18.5.
All right, I'm going to go one yard more with someone else in that backfield. Jerick McKinnon over 19.5 rushing yards. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is active. We don't know what that's going to look like. Isaiah Pacheco has been sort of the go-to guy the last half of the season or so and had a great run as that rookie seventh-round pick. But we know that the Eagles' defense is stout. Jerick McKinnon is a change of pace. And if he only needs 19.5, and he did that 6 times over the season. And while in recent weeks he wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire because they found other ways to win, I think it only takes one end around. It only takes one run up the middle, and you can get halfway there. And then 3 or 4 more carries, you got the 19.5.
Could also see like an easy draw to McKinnon, like a third and long where the Eagles drop back. They're playing a little soft prevent to avoid getting, giving up a, you know, the 3rd and 15 or something like that.
Yep.
And he just rips off a 12-yard run. I'm going to do something similar, but kind of different. And I'm going to go Kenneth Gainwell receiving yards.
Ooh.
So, you know, like not a scat back, but a change of pace back in Kenneth Gainwell over. I'm kind of stunned by this number, to be perfectly honest. His receiving yard number is 11.5. Are you kidding me? Minus 121 of the over. Gainwell has been a good usage guy. I love Gainwell in this game. I think if the, now look, even if the Eagles get, you know, if the Eagles are up big, it's going to be tough to get there with the receiving yards. However, this is a guy who could be an easy dump-off option. We've seen Jalen Hurts' accuracy down the field has suffered dramatically since that shoulder injury. Would not be surprised at all if the Eagles try to get the ball out of his hands, into his weapons, in short yardage areas, in order to ease the burden on that accuracy with his shoulder. Got another one for us, Breach?
I do have another one. I'm glad you asked, Brinson. I have Pacheco going over 68.5 rushing and receiving yards. So, look, if Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball a lot, we know the Eagles' pass rush, how good it is. So, we could have checkdowns. We could have screens. Whatever it is, I think he is going to touch the ball a lot through the air. Obviously, he will also get a few carries. And I think 68.5 seems like almost too low. He hit that number in both playoff games, went well over in both playoff games, so I think he is going to finish it off by going 3 for 3 and going over this number 3 times.
Gronkowski thinks it's a half yard too low.
By the way, shout out to us for going only overs. Real sharps here. Real sharps.
It's got to change.
Oh, what you got?
Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
50.5 rushing yards. going under.
I like that.
Now, obviously, he did it a handful of times during the season. I count seven as I look at it here, but the situation's changed with the shoulder injury. I think that the Chiefs will key on trying to slow him down and perhaps making him win down the field, which we know he can do consistently through the course of the season, but I don't think they want to lose the run game battle, and that starts with slowing down Jalen Hurts. The injury's going to play a part. If he takes a big hit early, that could obviously change things. We could have the same conversation about Patrick Mahomes and his ankle, but I'm going under 50.5 rushing yards. It's at minus 121.
Do you think that the Jalen Hurts over-under rushing yards, like, does the game script affect? Let me rephrase. I think the game script could affect that. For instance, if the Eagles are losing and trailing and forced to come back, obviously he's going to have to throw more, but I feel like at that point, Hurts will be more willing to sacrifice his body to not worry about the shoulder injury and to run the football more if need be. So that would be my only I agree with you. I like that under. It's actually creeped up a bit, which is kind of surprising. I think that's indicative that maybe Hurts is a little healthier than we thought. But I agree with you. I like the under. Only would be a little bit worried if they were trailing. Finally, speaking of, I'm going to go three overs. Just what a chalk donkey I am. A.J. Brown over receiving yards 71.5, minus 121. A.J. Brown, as we all know, I hold dear to my heart.
What's his
very
name?
Dear.
Arthur Juan Brown.
He got it for the first time until Thursday. He finally got it.
He got it.
That's one of the asked me twice. A.J. Brown, wide receiver one in my heart. Love him more than like probably 60% of my family. And he's going to have a big game in this one.
Thankfully, that number's creeped up since the last time you used that joke. So that's good.
It's creeped down, right? A.J. Brown, over 71.5 receiving yards. He has been really, really quiet the last few weeks in the playoffs. He had a little bit of a squeaky wheel factor going on early in the playoffs. I think they get him involved often and early, and they throw down the field. Hurts connects, especially if the Chiefs load up to try to stop the run. A.J. Brown, the perfect guy to take the top off, force that defense to back up, and then you can start to work that ground game and get it going. Any more yardage props for you fellas?
That's all I got. I came with three, Breach. What do you have?
That's all I was. I was told to bring three. I bet Brinson's got a bonus one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't, actually. Why would you suggest that I have a bonus one if I was told to break three? That's very rude of you.
Brinson never does extra credit.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some news around the NFL. There's always something happening when it comes to professional football. And we'll fill you in with what's going on around the league. Coming up next here on the Pick Six Podcast Show on CBS Sports HQ. Thank you, Katie Box. Welcome back to the Pick Six Podcast Show, presented by Expedia, made to travel. Here at the Super Bowl, Will Brinson, John Breach, and Ryan Wilson. Feeling good out here. It feels great. There's some tunes in the, I don't know if you hear the tunes in the background, but there's a lot of music. Just spotted Kenny White showed up. I mean, my goodness gracious, what a time to be alive.
Eric Casilius is dancing Eric right Casilius off camera here. I mean, look dancing at this guy.
And I think I hear a marching band right now, which is great background music.
Jason Day's one under through one. We got to keep the dream alive for this little parlay I got going. Let's talk some touchdown scores, though. Anytime touchdown score. As in, you just got to score a touchdown at any point in the Super Bowl. You get various odds, of course, for the players. Travis Kelce, probably the favorite. I believe Jalen Hurts, the next guy up. Who you got, Breach?
Here, I'm going to quickly. Mine is going to be Joe Burrow. Go ahead.
That's not fun. That's insulting.
As you can see,
why you got to hurt my feelings?
Juju Smith-Schuster, 2-1. Jared McKinnon around the same. MVS, similar. Kadarius Toney, a lot of buzz for him, Breach. On Thursday, specifically coming for the Chiefs, there's a report that there's a lot of stuff in the Chiefs' offensive package for Kadarius Toney. Are you going Toney or you going somebody else?
Well, we're looking at these odds right here. I love the two quarterbacks. I know that Jalen Hurts, maybe not great value, but look, we saw the numbers earlier. 15 rushing touchdowns this this year, including the postseason, which is the most by a quarterback in NFL history. If they get anywhere near the end zone, once they're in the red zone, Jalen Hurts is a threat to scamper in and score a touchdown. And then obviously you get much better odds with Patrick Mahomes at plus 325. And it's the same thing. Patrick Mahomes, they get inside the 10-yard line, he'll take off and he will run in. He has no problem doing that. And like we were saying earlier, the Eagles might not be looking out for him to take off because of his ankle. So it might be there. So I like Hurts and Mahomes. Sorry, I took two, Wilson.
I'm sorry that I made that cheap shot joke about Joe Burrow and the Bengals, because I'm a Steelers homer and my team is now worse than the Bengals somehow. So that I take.
And you're stuck with Kenny Pickett for the next 20 years.
And you just apologize on air. I can clip it. I'm going to put it in my Twitter feed. This is amazing.
So I'm going to go with Isaiah Pacheco. I mentioned in the last segment, Jerick McKinnon, the over 19.5. Pacheco, I think, is going to do most of the damage. We know that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be active, but who knows what role he plays, because he's now at least third of the depth chart at running back. So I'm going Isaiah Pacheco. I think he's got plenty of opportunities. I have Patrick Mahomes going over the passing number we talked about, but I think there's a really good chance that Pacheco scores. I think there'll be a lot of points in this game, and there's going to be opportunities for him to get the ball and pick it to the end zone, and that's when you get 6 points, Reach.
Look, nobody loves getting adorable when it comes to touchdown props more than yours truly. It's really like one of my passions in life to just, like, can't just take the easy way out. Gotta get cute. Gotta go find somebody with some big odds to hit a home run. We ain't doing that. It's the Super Bowl. We're gonna go meat and potatoes and Travis Kelce.
Playing a conservative.
This is not conservative. It's just a layup. Look at this Chiefs roster. MVS, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, and Kadarius Toney are their top two receiving options outside of Kelce, who, as we saw from that, the package that Katie Box broke down, second all-time in every single receiving yardage or touchdown stat in postseason history, behind only the GOAT, Jerry Rice. Travis Kelce is going to score a touchdown in this game, and it's only minus 114 to get Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. But we don't stop there. No.
Uh-oh. And there's more.
But wait, there is more. But wait, actually, have a little Billy Mays vibe going.
Yeah, you're selling some vinyl siding. What else
but
you got?
But wait, there's more. We're going Travis Kelce, two touchdown scores.
What?
Plus 490. 5-1, two touchdown scores. But wait, there's even more.
There can't be more.
There can't be.
There can't be.
This is impossible.
There's always money in the banana stand, guys. And we're going Travis Kelce, three touchdowns.
What?
Okay. Now somebody's do a drug test.
Please don't. 23-1, Travis Kelce, three touchdown scores.
I can follow that, but not with quite the vim and vigor. I'll go multiple touchdown scores with my guy MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, because I have him scoring two touchdowns and all the packages we talked about that'll be airing on Super Bowl Sunday. So that's plus 1,600, or at least it was the last time I saw it. Not quite as insane as what Princeton has cooking over there, but it is certainly out there to think that MVS could be a game changer. Had the big game in the AFC Championship game. They signed him to a pretty big deal, and he wasn't exactly what they wanted week in and week out, but stood up on the biggest stage, Breach. So MVS, at least two touchdowns.
Well, and it's not crazy to think about the fact that if it plays out like the AFC Championship, where the Bengals were so focused on Travis Kelce, they just completely forgot that Marquez Valdes-Scantling existed. And so if the Eagles do something similar, then certainly that could happen. My multiple touchdown bet is similar to Brenton's, that I'm taking the same guy who I had for my anytime touchdown. That is Jalen Hurts. Look, if he's going to score one touchdown, why not just score two touchdowns? And guess what? He played 15 games this year. He scored multiple touchdowns three times. So this happened with some regularity during the regular season. And I think he's going to be out trying to make some big plays in the Super Bowl. And I think he's going to get multiple touchdowns. And it's plus 575. What do you think of that, Brenton?
I love it. This is a guy in Jalen Hurts that when the Eagles get down near the goal line, when it's time to get into, when you get deep into the red zone, when you need to score, they don't care if it's from the 3-yard line, the 5-yard line, the 2-yard line. They are going to sneak him and run him up the middle. You jam Hurts in there. I like it a lot. Not as much as my Kelce pick, but I like it a lot. Now, the best sweat, the two best sweats in all of gambling, and it's not even close. One is the first round leader bet. You bet in a golf tournament, you bet the first round leader, you sweat so hard when that guy gets into first, and you got to watch like 50 golfers come through and threaten to beat him. But the other one that's more like NFL-ish, or it's literally NFL-ish, but it's instant gratification, the first touchdown score. When you hit that first touchdown score and your guy gets in the end zone first before anyone else, it is true gambling bliss. So,
reverse golf sweat.
It is a reverse golf sweat.
There you go.
It's not the long sweat, it's the short sweat. We have the odds up here. Travis Kelce, you can see +550, the odds on favorite. Jalen Hurts +575. Miles Sanders, look, I'll be honest, that many people shouldn't be under 20-1. Some of those odds are terrible. Noah Gray, 19-1? Come on. Throw us a bone here. Who you got, Breach?
All right, my favorite. I'm going to pull the Prince here with the last one, the meat and potatoes. I'm taking Travis Kelce to score the first touchdown. We have seen the numbers. Look, he has the second most postseason touchdowns in NFL history. Him and Patrick Mahomes have combined for the second most of any QB receiving duo. So it's just Travis Kelce. I'm not going to overthink this one.
There's no explanation, really, and that's pretty much the case with mine, who was just behind Travis Kelce on the leaderboard that we just saw to keep the golf reference going. Jalen Hurts, still 575 on the plus side. We know all the things that he can do. We know he's banged up, but as Brinson just noted, he can run a sneak from 1, 2, 3 yards out. Just as long as he doesn't do it from 50 and a half yards out, anything short of that, I think it's a possibility. So my favorite, Brinson, is Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown first.
I like it. I already banged the table for Travis Kelce, right? Multiple touchdown scores. I have to go with the meat and potatoes and Travis Kelce. And look, I mean, traditionally speaking, I like to look at 30-1 or longer to what really 20-1 or longer for first touchdown scores. I think that's where you want to find the market because you get the most value. You don't have to, if you put a full unit on Travis Kelce to be the first touchdown scorer and the Eagles score first, you banged, right? So you may want to find longer shots. In this case, with this market, this high profile of a game, the odds have shrunk dramatically where everybody's basically 20-1. So it makes a lot of sense to go back to the top of the board and hit Travis Kelce at +550.
Yep.
That's pretty good odds for the guy who is going to be the preeminent red zone target for the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that scripts games really, really well. Andy Reid coming off a bye.
Andy Reid off the bye.
How dare you not dance, Wilson?
I apologize.
How dare you?
I apologize.
I like Kelce.
He doesn't remember the song.
He didn't remember the song.
Even though it's only four words.
Lyrics are complex, buddy.
Yes.
As far as a longer shot, I'm going to mention mine first because I know that's the same as Breach's. And I'm going to
A value pick, if you will.
Yeah, sorry, value pick. There's not really actually long shots on there. I like Kenneth Gainwell. He was 15-1. It looks like he's 12-1 on our board, so maybe me mentioning him just in producer Jack's ear over the phone shrunk his odds down. I think Gainwell, again, I love Gainwell props this week. I love Gainwell to score a touchdown. I love Gainwell first touchdown scorer. 12-1 is fine. 15-1, very good. Kenneth Gainwell for me. Breach, anybody? You got anybody different?
Well, this is classic. Brinson didn't do his homework, and now he's copying all my answers. Travis Kelce, favorite for the first TD. Kenneth Gainwell was my value.
And by the way, the teacher grades his paper first and thinks you cheated.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And cheater. I get the F. And I get kicked out as Spike, the giant football, sits down and watches us. I'm just going to go to my long shot. I'm going to ignore Brinson's Kenneth Gainwell. I'm going to go with Boston Scott at +2100. And you know what?
That's your value?
No, that is my value and my long shot.
Oh,
my value was Kenneth Gainwell, but I didn't want to copy off Brinson,
okay,
who copied off me.
Right.
So I'm going to just shoot and go straight to Boston Scott. And here's the thing. He is +2100, even though he has scored a touchdown in 3 straight playoff games. So he is on a streak. Sirianni loves to get that guy the ball inside the 10-yard line. And so if it's not a Jalen Hurts QB sneak, I like Boston Scott's chances. They love giving the ball down there.
No, I like that too. I like both your picks there. I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster at +1,000 the last time I saw it. We'll see what it is here in a second on the graphic. But here's the thing about Juju Smith-Schuster, and he sort of made himself famous for doing this in Pittsburgh early in his career, near the goal line, shovel pass. We see Travis Kelce do that all the time with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. If they're finding a way to shut down Travis Kelce, then that could be an opportunity for Juju Smith-Schuster to get a 2-yard shovel pass and run into the end zone between the tackles. And that feels certainly very doable, and I like the 10-1 break.
Classic Wilson picking a former Steeler to bet on. Not surprised at all.
That checks out. Wilson, a traditional homer, well-known homer. Breach, what about your long shot to score?
I'll do the long shot if you want, Breach.
Boston Scott.
Brinson was furiously checking leaderboard while you were talking about the long shot.
No, actually, I was looking up. I was trying to text producer Jack to let him know that I'm changing my long shot pick.
Oh, I've got that also checks out.
Yeah, that's
mid-show.
Well, I haven't thrown one curveball at the producers, an actual curveball at the producers yet this week. So I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, go for it.
This is off the radar. No one's looking for this, but this is so Andy Reid-esque to get the ball to an unexpected guy in a jumbo package. You look at Blake Bell, the tight end, the Belldozer, if you will, as you know, coming out of Oklahoma, and I will too. The Bulldozer coming out of Oklahoma, 60-1 to score the Chiefs' first touchdown. So it doesn't even have to be the first touchdown. Eagles can score five times, and as long as Blake Bell scores the first Chiefs touchdown, this is classic Andy Reid. You get down near the goal line, you line up three tight ends, you have all the attention, all the focus on Travis Kelce, and you leak out Noah Gray or Blake Bell, 60-1. First Chiefs touchdown. I love it.
That's juicy.
I should have gone first because now I'm...
Oh, do you have Blake Bell? Is he still in
the
field now?
No. This won't be quite as exciting, but there is some excitement factor in this thing here, Preach. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh!
Because, again, the ankle. Now, I have him going over the 294.5 that we've talked about already. But, again, we saw it against the Bengals during the regular season. I think he did the jump over the line and scored the touchdown, and the ball got knocked out, and it was bang-bang. But those are the type of things that Patrick Mahomes do. We talked earlier about Jalen Hurts toughing it out, especially if they're down late and he'll, you know, taking opportunities to run the football even though he has a shoulder injury. I think there's exactly no reason that Patrick Mahomes won't do the same thing if the game's on the line. Breach, you saw that a few years ago in the Buccaneers-Chiefs Super Bowl where he was trying to do everything from all sorts of angles because he was getting killed with the lack of the offensive line there. I think the offensive line here is better, obviously, this week. But I think with the ankle, there's an opportunity for a short yardage touchdown. I like the plus 1,600.
I will say the one thing with that, though, Wilson, which I feel like it'd have to be a 3 or 5 yard run because it feels like with the angle, if they're at the 1 yard line, then Andy Reid might think twice before calling for the sneak because a lot of times, you know, they'll have Travis Kelce line up under center and then he'll sneak in.
Or Juju shovel pass. Or
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Or a Juju shovel pass. So you're just win. He's setting himself up.
I dig it. All right. All we're doing is win out here. That's what the show does. Win. No matter what.
That's awesome.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Super Bowl props to propaganda here on the Pick 6 Podcast Show on CBS Sports HQ. Next. Welcome back to the Pick 6 Podcast Show, presented by Expedia, made to travel. We're here on CBS Sports HQ, live in Phoenix, Arizona, the home of Super Bowl 57. Will Brinson, John Breach, Ryan Wilson, wrapping up our next to last show here, live from Cactus Land. Having a good time, going to do some fun, quirky props. Got a little bit of time left, let's dive right in. What's your first quirky prop, pal?
I have a great quirky prop to start off with. Look, we have two brothers playing against each other in a Super Bowl for the first time. We have one team that is from the city of brotherly love. So, of course, I have a brother prop. This is Jason Kelce total snaps played versus Travis Kelce receiving yards.
Jeez.
With Jason's number plus 6.5.
What?
You're going to need some Brinson game theory to solve this.
Are you guys ready? So I have to explain this without it being too confusing.
Do you need a pen to do the math here? There's no way you can do this in your head.
The Eagles ran an average of 67 plays per game on offense. So if they do that in the Super Bowl, that puts Jason Kelce at 67 plays. And in that case, Travis Kelce wouldn't have 74 yards to win the prop. Well, I don't think he's going to win the prop. I think Jason Kelce is going to win the prop, and that he is going to be within 6.5 with his snaps played versus his brother's receiving yards. I think the Eagles defense is going to slow Travis down and hold him under 75 yards.
Brinson, I love that producer Austin says we have 5 minutes in the segment, and Brinson Breach talks for 4.5.
And it takes 5 minutes to explain my prop.
So, Mike, quickly, my quirky prop number one, total players attempted to pass. This is pretty easy math. Breach, 2 is an easy one. 2.5 is the over. Is the number. I'm going over that number.
I love it. That's one of my favorites.
Because Brinson's all about trick plays, and especially with Andy Reid, so I'm going over 2.5.
And if quarterback gets injured, backup comes in.
It's conventional over 2.5 as well. That's right.
I'm a huge fan of the over passing attempts. players to attempt a passing attempt because, look, we saw Tom Brady try to catch a pass. We've seen in the Eagles.
Oh, wow. That was terrible.
Yeah, remember the horrible. And then in that same game, the Eagles came. There were four guys in that game because we had Trey Burton threw one to Nick Foles.
In last year's Super Bowl, which Brinson doesn't think is a top 15 of all time, Joe Mixon threw a touchdown pass.
It's not that I don't think it's a top 15 of all time. It's simply that I'm in charge of ranking the Super Bowls, and I ranked it outside the top 15. So, really, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just not one.
And God just your notes away. Yes, that's God. What he thinks of your take.
Yeah,
God is a Bengals fan, it turns out.
So I'm going to go without the use of my notes. I'm going to hope that the producers will throw up my prop on there.
Look at this guy.
I know one that I have. I have the under 3.5 total yards of Patrick Mahomes' first rush at plus 115. I think Mahomes will go under that number because he has a bum ankle and they're not going to want to run him, and he's going to slide 3 yards out from the line of scrimmage. Breach, what's your next
Breach.
One?
This feels like Brinson trying to talk himself out of a ticket.
This is hilarious. All right, my next one is the team with the shortest field goal. Brinson's going to love this logic because he's been talking about how Nick Sirianni loves to go for on fourth down. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs as the team with the shortest field goal. The Kansas City Harrison Butker had 7 field goals this season of under 30 yards.
Yep.
And so I could see the Chiefs maybe trying a 23, 25-yard field goal, and that will be the shortest in the game.
Okay, no, I like it. So I'm going to go Philadelphia Eagles total sacks recorded in this game. The number is 3.5. That sounds crazy. I'm going over that number. They have had 3 or more sacks in 14 of 19 games, nearly 75%. We know they're going to get after it. We know they have Hassan Reddick, Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox. The list goes on and on. Josh Sweat. So I'm going over the number, Brinson, of 3.5 sacks.
I am fortunately capable of remembering things, even to my advanced age, and have remembered what my props were despite my notes flying off the set here. I'm going to say, yes, Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. What say you to that, Breach?
What's the number on? Is that plus money?
Minus 115.
Okay, that's still good. That's still good. My next one is, will the game be tied after 0-0? I say yes on that. That prop is hit in 5 of the past 8 Super Bowls, and so I do think this game will be tied at some point after 0-0. That is minus 115.
It took me a while to get the math. Like, it can't be tied after 0-0 if someone kicked a field goal and it's 3-0.
I had way too many math props with the Kelsey thing, the tie thing.
I'm going to go the Chiefs call the first time out of the game. Now, it's minus money because the Chiefs have called the first time out in 15 of 19 games, so they have a propensity to do that, and sometimes it's just Andy Reid willing to sacrifice time out early to get the right play call in. I think that's going to be the case here in the most important game of the season. So I'm going the Chiefs call the first time out of the game, minus money, but it happens 3 out of every 4 games.
I am going to do something that I love to do, and that is steal content from Pete Prisco and play it off as my own.
All right.
Pete Prisco gave it out. He said, what's Chris Jones to record a sack? I love it. Give me a yes all day.
So what's the number?
Yes, minus 110. No, it's actually minus 120. We saw against the Bengals when the Chiefs beat the Bengals. I don't know if you remember that, Breach. They lost. The Chiefs beat the Bengals.
I saw Chris
Jones lined up as an edge rusher. Think we see him get a sack. Do you have anything else you want to say in the next 15 seconds?
Well, I think that this is a great opportunity for Jalen Hurts to have a big game, Breach, and that the kickers are probably the most important part of this game, if I knew what you're going to say.
That's not what I wanted you to do, but that's fine.
I couldn't agree more.
You actually don't get to say anything else. Make sure you watch and listen. Pick 6 Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and, of course, watch CBS Sports HQ with the devastatingly handsome Chris Hassel every day live from Phoenix.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.